Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday. The lesson of the day is trust your intuition.
Yes.
No matter what. Like, even if you think you're a broken bee, even if you're like, wait, I just have like anxious attachment, like, you know, I can't trust my gut feeling. No, trust it.
Just trust it. Especially if you're a broken bee.
I am very actively dating right now, and I was like not really trusting my intuition because of what New York Boy did when he cheated on me, lied to my face, you know, just like the whole shebang.
All of the above.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like I can't trust my intuition anymore. Even though hindsight 2020, I feel like I felt, you know, some uneasiness with New York Boy.
And you know what's really annoying about it is we always come to this conclusion after the fact, like when something happens and you're like, why didn't I trust my intuition? It's like,
yes,
your intuition's always there. It's literally us and our ego that suppresses that shit.
Or
so
you're overthinking.
Much.
You're yes. overthinking. You're like, wait a minute. Oh my gosh, I can't trust my intuition yes. because like I think I just have like trust issues, or
yeah.
I'm just being like overdramatic about something. No, this is why now I will always trust my intuition. So I was talking to someone who I remember telling my friends, including Deep D, like, I'm not sure if this is it. Like, I was just like, I don't know. And I feel like my intuition was screaming at me that night we went out with his friends, and I was drinking to like cover it up. Like, I was like, no, I was like, I'm going to shove this intuition so deep down. I was like, I'm going to make this work because this guy's a good guy.
Yeah.
I got DMs. They confirmed like everything I felt about him. Nothing like horrible, but just like who he is as a person. They're like, he's non-committal.
I think it's so funny that I even got messages about it.
Oh my God, you did.
Yeah.
Literally, someone messaged Deep Deep being like, tell Natalie to be careful.
Yeah. Isn't like girlhood so beautiful though?
Yeah.
Like, I love that people just like care enough to be like, I'm just going to say something even if it doesn't go anywhere, you know, just
no,
to like
I know.
Give
don't
a little
you,
warning
I
sign.
Was like, it's only in womanhood would like women warn other women with yeah. like the best intentions.
Yes. And we have to be that way because there's some scary people out in the world.
No, literally, like every DM I got, I was like, thank you so much for sharing that. But I tell this story because if your intuition is telling you something, regardless if you think you're like an anxious attachment or like you are reacting because you've been hurt in the past and you're being like delusional or overdramatic, you're not. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly believe like intuition is a real thing. And if someone makes you feel like uneasy or unsure and makes your like nervous system kind of like not feel good,
yeah,
trust that.
And the fact that there's so many women that know
no,
him,
100%.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. And he must have been out in the streets for years.
And it's fine. Like, I was like, it's you're fine. Dating around. One thing I learned about this is I will always soft launch someone on my Instagram stories, like who I'm seeing for a couple of weeks.
That's what I was going to talk to you about, too, because you know how I've always been of the mindset, like now after post Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to soft launch them or hard launch them until I'm engaged.
Yeah.
And now you're making me rethink it because imagine
you have to.
If I got engaged to somebody like and didn't tell anyone, like, except for friends or whatever. I post them and all these things come out about them. I would be devastated. So I think you literally de-influenced me from yeah. that mindset.
No, guys, you will be seeing a lot of guys on my Instagram stories. This is just a warning.
A lot of guys.
And if you know them, if you know these men, DM me, okay?
Also, why not outsource the yeah. info, because like you're only one person, there's only so much you know. So it's like I wholeheartedly believe in just having girlhood help you, because that's what we're here for. Especially in this day and age, online dating is scary.
I love women who look out for each other. Mm-hmm. And I realize, like, I'm going to start looking out for other women. Yeah. Sometimes when I see, like, women with someone I've dated in the past who was, like, super toxic, mm-hmm. I would just be like, you know, it's not, like, my business.
Yeah.
But I was like, now I feel like it's going to be my business.
You know, I have been in positions before where, like, I meet somebody who's, like, an acquaintance.
Yeah.
And I see their partner doing something shady. And I always question myself, do I say something or do I just let it go? And I don't know. I'm now always leaning towards just say something.
Okay, I wanted to ask you this because I know you're dating too. I was talking to a friend about this where she only dates exclusively. She goes, like, if once I'm on a second date with someone, like, I don't date anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of whatever he's like, he's doing, I date exclusively, like, one person at a time. But do you do that?
Yeah, I am friend. I definitely do that. I don't like to date multiple people at once because I've done it before. And it just, like, it feels like I'm spread too thin almost.
Yeah.
And so I like to go one by one because I'll know right away if someone is meant for me or not. I don't know if that's weird, but I feel like I can just tell if it's going to be a long-term thing or not.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but dating multiple people sounds very difficult to me.
I feel like you should date multiple people in the, like, the first month. Because then it, like, makes it fun and you're not getting attached to someone. And so it's like, if something doesn't work out, you just kind of move on to the next person who you're equally excited about.
Natalie, I love attachment. I live for attachment.
I forgot you're an anxious attachment.
I'm not even an anxious attachment. I feel like the person that I'm currently seeing is so calm that I've realized that I'm addicted to toxic behavior. It just, like, ignites I don't know. It just ignites something in my soul. I've told you this. Like, yeah. I'm really into bad boys. Like, I love, not that I'm trying to fix them in any way, but it's just, like, so exciting.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing now, don't do that. And that's why I'm sticking it out with this guy. And I feel like if I start dating other people, I'm going to be addicted to the toxicity. And I'm going to be like, oh, he's so fun just because he's making me chase him a little bit, you know?
100%.
And I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that.
When I was on, like, the first, second, third date, I'd always look for the spark to see if I should continue forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I felt a spark with my ex-fiancé from Love is Blind yes. and New York Boy and, like, other exes in the past. And, like, that spark did not take, like, it was a bad decision.
Yeah.
So I was like, those sparks led me the wrong way.
I know. Is it spark or is it anxiety? I don't know.
No, literally. It could be, like, really I'd be muddled. Like, I feel like a big spark with someone. And now I was like, I don't trust my spark.
No.
I think slow burn relationships are truly the best.
Yes.
I saw someone on a podcast somewhere and it was just like a clip, but they're mm-hmm. like, my husband started as a slow burn relationship.
Yeah.
And it is the best relationship I've ever had, obviously, because it's her husband. And she goes, when you don't feel any, like, really high emotional excitement about someone, it's just, like, easy.
Okay.
In the beginning.
That's exactly how I'm feeling right now. And
ooh,
it's
oh,
so hard, though.
What?
Because, like, I feel like I'm so addicted to the having my nervous system be not regulated. I'm addicted
like
to that.
Yeah, super excited about
yes.
someone. Yeah.
And he's very chill. And I'm like, okay, I need to do things a little differently. But yeah. I'm also like, I'm constantly questioning, is there something missing? Like, should I be feeling more? Should I, you know, I feel like I'm getting in my head about it, but I need to just see where it goes.
I feel like if your intuition isn't telling you end it.
No.
And even if you're not that excited or don't feel that, like, emotional high, mm-hmm. which I think is a really good thing because that means he's not love bombing you.
Yeah.
I just feel like you gotta date till mm-hmm. you make or date till you hate. Have you ever heard about that?
I have never heard of date till you hate.
Okay. I like learned it recently, but it's not date till you hate someone. But mm-hmm. if you're unsure, like, you still continue to date them.
Okay.
I think it's from that show Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix.
Oh.
Like, the matchmaker says it, like, you should date till you hate. So,
okay.
like, you really date till you either like them a lot or you just, like, realize you don't like them at all.
I kind of love that, yeah. actually. Yeah, that's what's really hard about this connection right now because he's the complete opposite of a love bomber. So I kind of don't know where I stand sometimes, but I kind of love it at the same time.
But I feel like it's less about the words, but more about the actions. Like,
yeah.
if he's taking the actions to, like, continue seeing you, setting up dates. Like, I just feel like he's into you.
Dude, this is the first time ever I feel like I've dated somebody this mature, because tell me why on our dates, like by the end of our date, he will already like look at his calendar and be like, hey, are you free on Thursday? And just already sets up the time.
Love that.
And I was like, that's the first time I've ever been in a connection like this.
Yeah.
Because every single time prior to this, I feel like I've always been in limbo mode. Like, did they like me? Do you think that they're going to set up a date next? Like, is that even going to happen? Like, is he even going to text me after? Like I'm in that, like, my nervous system is definitely unregulated after most dates. So this has been like very calm, mature, kind. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Do you ever think like something is too good to be true? Like, things are going so well sometimes that I'm just like, when is the straw gonna break?
The shoe's gonna drop.
I know, it's gonna
the shoe's gonna drop.
Is straw gonna break a thing?
I don't know, I've never heard that.
Oh wait,
I've heard
not.
Like, you know, like broke the camel's back.
Who invented is the shoe gonna drop? That makes no sense. Drop from where?
You know, good question.
Right?
I don't know. I don't like think through these types of sayings. I don't even know if shoe's gonna drop is the right saying.
I don't know either, but I think it sounds right. So.
It sounds right. Like, I feel like I've heard that before.
This is why English is the hardest language to learn, because that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, especially when you have sentences where it's like the. Have you ever done that? Or like, I'm gonna go two some. No, that's not.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I can't.
Where you have to say like the twice.
The, yes.
But I can't think of an example. Anyways, maybe, but I feel like you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
And exactly. It's okay. And like, you have to be okay if the shoe drops.
Yep.
And that's why I think you should date multiple people. Because if the shoe drops, at least there's another shoe just hanging on, you know?
Honestly, building a roster seems like chore of my life.
I'm not dating
right
like five people.
But this is my problem. The more I date them, the more I'll know they're just not the one.
No,
you know,
like,
what I mean? So like, building the roster just is complicated.
You don't keep someone around if you don't see some sort of like future with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the men that I'm talking to are people like I really enjoy hanging out with and talking to.
Okay.
And so, well,
where are these men in Chicago? Because
you really gotta like dig. It, like, especially at this age, I was like, I gotta like dig
you
around.
Gotta dig deep.
Yeah. But then I also know that it's not my choice, because I'm assuming they're dating multiple people.
Yeah.
And so if it, like, you know, even if I might be left with zero by the end of this month,
dude. You know, a complete reset is sometimes really good for the soul.
I'm like talking about, you should date multiple people. Like, literally, these men all might fall off by the end of this month. I might be single next month. Like, fully single.
No, I honestly, I don't think I'm capable of multiple dates at once.
Yeah. This summer has been so hot and humid. I don't know if you know this, but all this heat can increase hair shedding. Also, this time of year is when people are having weddings and events, and my schedule is so packed, which is stressing me out a little bit, which also impacts hair. So if you're struggling with hair thinning or shedding, try Nutrafol. Deepti and I both take it, and with Nutrafol, you can see visibly less hair shedding. They use a whole body approach and clinically tested formulas to support your hair from within. In a clinical study, 90% of women saw overall improvement in their hair after taking Nutrafol Full Women Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1.5 million people. Anything truly worthwhile takes time and effort, and with Nutrafol, see thicker, stronger, faster growing hair and less shedding in just 3 to 6 months. You can purchase online, no prescription required, and they have automated deliveries and free shipping to keep you on track.
This summer, stop worrying about your hair and start making memories. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OOTP.
Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. I know exactly.
Yeah, no, like you gotta like pick and choose wisely. It can't be someone that you like, not sure if you really like.
No, I think the problem is building that roster, because it's just too overwhelming at the moment. Like, I don't know who I am at 34, but when I was in my 20s, it was like the easiest thing in the world. But now I'm just like, nah, let's just ride this one out and see how it goes.
I hope our pod besties who are in like really good relationships or engaged or married, you're probably listening and be like, I never want to go back to that place.
100%, you know it. And okay, also I was on the boat this weekend and I met
on the boat.
On the boat.
She was on a boat.
I was on a boat and and I met a bunch of couples.
Yeah.
And they were all, every single one of them met their partner on Hinge. And they're like, you need to download it. I promise you it's going to work. And I just can't believe that Hinge is the top contender. I was like, not one of you met organically? Just out of Texan?
Wait.
Out please, anywhere?
Can our pod besties who are in relationships let us know how you met your partner? I just want to know. Like, just DM me. I just want to take a little poll, okay?
Yeah, please send it to us. Has dating been fun, though?
Dating has been really, really fun. I think it's been fun because I'm, again, dating multiple people, so I'm not putting any stock or, like, eggs in one person. Like, one person's basket, I mean.
Putting eggs in someone, all your eggs in someone's
not
basket.
Not my frozen eggs that I got from egg freezing. I meant metaphorically, like putting my eggs in one basket. That makes it like easy and fun. And it's not like I'm getting my heart broken any way.
I do have to say what I do love about talking to multiple men when I was doing it, or even just like on Hinge, I feel like certain men bring out certain versions of you out. And I do very much like that because there's so many people from all variations and walks of life. And that's been really fun.
Yeah.
But now that I'm honed in on one person, I'm like going to hone in. But I feel like that's a really fun part of dating.
Yeah. Because like you could now like compare personalities and how they treat you.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you an idea. Like I was telling Deep D before we pressed record, there was a guy I was supposed to get drinks with later this week. Mm. And I don't know how to explain how it happened, but I was on a dating app and I was like talking to like other men. And then I accidentally deleted my profile. I was trying to like pause my account, but like I accidentally pressed delete. Like I wasn't thinking. Like I was just like boop, put it like just following the prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And I deleted my profile as I was making plans with two men to like meet up with them. And they both ended up messaging me on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which I was like, how'd you find me?
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, it's not that hard.
But I was just like, I don't know. But anyways, I appreciated it. I was like, okay, you came and found me.
Yeah, love.
And one of them was like super understanding, like, hey, like, I don't know what happened, but would love to still set something up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy was like, pretty much like, what the hell?
What the helly?
Yeah. He's like, what the helliante? And I was like, I'm so glad I have like two scenarios to compare in terms of like how I want my future husband to act.
Yeah. How to react to a simple mistake of deleting it.
I know. Because I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. I deleted my profile. I made a new profile trying to find you. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. First of all, you owe no one this explanation for someone you just like randomly matched with. But anyways.
But I was like, nice, oh my gosh, I get to like compare two things and I choose like the one who reacted better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My toxic ass would be like, oh my gosh, this guy is so fun. Let me mess with him. The toxic one. Did you know Heliante is an actual basketball player? FYI, sidetrack.
I had no idea.
just for, you know,
can you imagine
random facts you never needed to know?
Can you imagine if your last name became like a what the Heliante? Like a literal saying. But so anyways, it's been really fun and we'll just keep you updated. I love just telling our pod besties about like our dating lives because I feel like I get like the best advice and DMs from all of you.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is I feel like after Love is Blind, dating has become harder because we always question people's intentions.
Totally.
Like, are you doing it for the right reasons or not? But the positive sides of having that exposure now is the fact that you have women who are looking out for you.
Literally.
I just love that we have built a community where people will literally be like, hey, don't date that person.
Yes.
And that makes me so happy.
Yes, you guys are the best.
The best.
Yeah. My literal besties. Speaking about Love is Blind, can we talk about how Joey and Sarah from season 8, so Sarah was engaged to Ben on their season and Joey was engaged to Monica, they hard launched.
Finally.
They hard launched their relationship a few days ago on Instagram. They made a whole post about it. And is anyone surprised?
No.
Like my jaw stayed shut.
They were just like waiting for the right time, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, we knew you guys were gonna be a thing.
Someone said in the comment section like, why were you guys denying it for so long? And she goes, oh, we just started dating a month ago. And I was like, that's a lie. The way I feel about it is I think what Sarah did to Monica wasn't right, comforting her about the whole Joey situation. And then while she was talking to Joey behind her back, I actually believe Monica when she says that happened. And like the way Sarah and Joey have tried to like clarify things on social media, you could tell they're like not being very honest.
Yeah.
However, I'm really happy because I just feel like at what point do you just like harp on it?
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, if they like each other and they were meant to be and they didn't even like their previous partners, like I don't think Joey ever liked Monica, like let them live their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And also we have to remind people that it's just regular people who are doing this reality TV show. And what happens post reality TV show is very hard waters to navigate.
Yeah.
And it feels like everything you do is under a microscope, even though it might not be. Like to us, it felt like that when we were in it. So it's like, I don't judge people for their actions because, you know, there's always like details missing in the story.
I feel like I would never do that to another woman. So it's like one of those things where it's like, that was not cool. But if you guys end up happily together, all of that was worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sometimes it's rocky roads finding the person. But once you find them, just ride along. I don't even know what that really means. What did I just say?
What?
Yeah.
I will say I hope Monica finds someone really, really special because based on her social media behavior around the whole Sarah and Joey thing, which I think I was like, is a little too much. She was really hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she felt like so betrayed by a friend.
Yeah.
And I think she knows like Joey wasn't into her. And that's also like a type of rejection that really hurts when someone just doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah.
So I hope she finds someone that kind of, I wouldn't say fills the gaps and makes her feel wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she doesn't need a man to make her feel wanted. She just needs to find that within herself. But I hope she finds a really, really good partner that makes her feel secure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like always a work in progress. Loving yourself is, it's hard, but
and I hope it's not
keep
Ben.
Going at it. Yeah.
I hope it's not Ben.
It can't be Ben.
If she hard launches Ben, look, I'm going to have some words with Monica.
Like, what do you see that we don't see, Monica? Yeah. Because what is your intuition telling you?
I'm no psychic, but if I could guess what a future with Ben and Monica would look like, let me think about this.
Tell us, fortune teller.
It would definitely be a joint couple's Instagram account and YouTube channel.
Oh, boy.
Deep D knows very well what that's like. Tell them, Deep D.
Have you guys ever heard of the YouTube channel Playing for Keeps?
Oh, that was that what it was called? Wait, no, guys. Kyle from our season, obviously, when he was dating Deep D, he launched a YouTube channel, a couple's YouTube channel with them. And then when they broke up, he changed the name and like kept it for himself.
Yeah, he did.
Like he took all those subscribers and was like, this is mine. Is that so funny?
It is really funny. That's, I should have seen the red flags right then and there. It's like, why are you recording me? You guys, I really liked him, okay? I was oblivious. There was like a big veil over me. No. And I was not loving myself.
No, the funniest thing is the fact that literally after your breakup, he took those subscribers who probably subscribed for you. And he's like, no, they're mine.
No, honestly, the fact that it happened so immediately after is what's scary. It's like breakup within the hour, change the YouTube channel name.
She doesn't have any more access.
Change the passwords. The fact, you know what kills me? Is I'm pretty sure I gave him my login for Lightroom to edit too. And
Adobe
I was like,
Lightroom?
Yes. And I should have been like, why am I paying $60 a month?
Can you kick people out of that?
100% I kicked him out of that. Why?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because like some of his pictures, I'm not going to lie though, this is so toxic of me. After we broke up, he was still using Lightroom for a little bit.
Your Lightroom account.
Yeah. And so I would actually see the pictures because like we had the library all like picks them. And I was like, oh no. And then I would edit my pictures and delete them right after so he wouldn't see them. But I was like, what am I doing? You just like hold on to this hope like, oh my God, there's like a string here. Like, let me just hold on to this little tiny thread of access.
Maybe
to
if
you.
He keeps using my Lightroom, he'll come back to me. You know what I would
DeLulu.
Do? Is I would take a photo and literally write, Kyle, log out of my account.
No, yeah.
Or I would mess up all his photos. Yes. I would like, edit them all fucked up.
I think shortly after he realized, because we were still like friends, quote unquote, friends. Yeah. That man's not a friend to me.
No, I don't. But anyways, I don't see you guys being friends right now.
But yeah, he did get his own account after that. But I, that's so funny that you reminded me of that.
He's definitely using the free trial version. He's using a different email every time. If I know anything about Kyle, I know he's not paying $60 for that Lightroom.
Fucking dead. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, guys, let go and let God. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is becoming increasingly common, so much so that workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. Taking some time off work to go on vacation is great, but it's not a long-term solution to stress. But starting small with a focus on wellness can really help. Things like just sitting in the sun every day or adding a walk to your routine.
I also find it best to focus on small steps to manage work stress, things like staying hydrated, nourishing my body, or setting boundaries and sticking with them. With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people. And it's convenient too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, plus switch therapists at any time.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/outofthepods. That's betterhelp.com/outofthepods.
I'm trying to think if like I've ever shared an account with someone and they kept using it.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think about is my ex-fiance.
What do you use?
I think it was my Netflix account.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
Don't you be messing up my algorithm on Netflix. No, thank you. I do know one of my friends, she was the one using her ex's accounts. And she had access to it for like at least a year.
Okay, but I feel, was she the one that got broken up with?
No, she broke up with him.
Oh,
and so
no.
She kept it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. If you're the one who gets broken up with, you're allowed to continue using their
accounts.
Completely
agree.
Okay.
But you know what's really funny is the day, and she was using it for like a year, the day that she soft launched a guy on Instagram is the day that he removed access to Netflix.
Oh, when she soft launched.
Yes.
Okay,
and
wait.
I think that's a level of petty that I can get behind, actually.
No,
because I would do the same thing.
100%.
Yeah, I don't need to watch what you're watching now.
I was like, if you have another man, you don't need.
Yes.
If a guy was using my accounts, mm-hmm. the moment he soft launches a girl, I was like, you could start using her accounts. Okay?
Exactly,
you're out of mine.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Okay? I'm not a sugar mama here. It's like, who do you think
with the
I
prices
am?
Of Netflix these days, they keep increasing it.
Well, it's hard now too because they have the whole thing where you have to be on the same Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah,
so it's a little bit tough.
I'm not gonna lie, I still use my dad's Netflix account, and the amount of times I have to message that man and be like, hey, what's the code that was just sent to your email address? Like, he's like, deep, he never calls me deep tea. He's like, Deepu, it's literally like 11:30 p.m. go to bed. I was like, no, I need my Netflix account.
No, that's so, like, if you want to watch something at 1 a.m. yes. on a Saturday, you're yeah. like, I
almost am like, Dad, can you set up like mail forwarding with just this particular address?
You could text me. But how did he find out she soft launched? Like, did he still follow her on social media?
The man is probably one of the first 5 viewers on every single story that she posts and likes her content at all times. It's like actually pretty funny because we have a running joke about it in our group chat.
Yeah.
As soon as she'll post something on social media, the very first person to view it or to like it will always be him. And then
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, and there's screenshots to the point where he even does that with all of her friends. Like, he's top of mind. Like, why is he top of mind? Because he's always in the stories.
You know what's so funny is this is Deep D's best friend, but I'm not as close to this best friend. Like, we don't really know each other that well.
Mm-hmm.
And her ex follows me on Instagram. And he, I do not know why, but you know how it's really hard to see, like, who's viewing your mm-hmm. Instagram stories because we just have like more people viewing it.
Yes.
He's still my first one. Like, he's always at the top.
I'm so dead. He's like, are you with her? Are you with her?
And I was like, why is it that I don't know anyone else who watches my stories except for you? because he has such a like distinctive profile photo. Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, it's you.
I mean, listen, he can watch all day long, right? Not to us. I mean, like at her. It's so funny to me. But at some point, I would just have to disassociate. You know what I mean?
No, at that point, like, okay, so let's say you break up with someone or someone breaks up with you. Do you unfollow them on social media?
It depends on what the breakup was. Like, if you cheated on me, yeah, I think I should probably block you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like a very, it's so situational. Do you immediately block?
Yeah, well, not immediately block.
I love that I'm asking you this because earlier when Natalie was talking about the two guys that messaged you because of Hinge and the one who didn't respond that well, you're like, should I block him? I was like, that's a little aggro.
No, I literally was like, I kind of just want to like erase this like whole conversation, you know, like it never existed. The only reason I was asking you is when I told Columbus guy, like, we shouldn't talk anymore. Mm-hmm. I unfollowed him. Like, I was just like, like, it's a no brainer. Why would I follow someone that like I'm probably never going to talk to or interact with again?
Yeah, agreed.
And I told a girlfriend like, oh, and then I just unfollowed him. She's like, that is like intense. She goes, that's crazy. And I was like, why? Why is that crazy? Like, why would I want to see his stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's over. But she said the reason why it was like intense because it showed like I cared too much to see his stuff. But I was like, it's not that I care too much. I just, why would I want to follow someone I literally will never talk to?
Yeah. See, I like this mindset. I think that it would be weird if you blocked him. I think unfollowing is who cares? Like, I don't want to see your stuff. I don't want to see your name pop up. I don't want to have to put you on mute. Like, why even bother if you're never going to speak to this person again? I think where it would say I care too much is if you block this man. Because I'm like, then you're like being a little petty. Because like, it's not like he like did you so wrong.
No,
like
totally.
The man is boring and lies a little. Like, it's fine. Like, you can get a little unfollow, you know? But a block is aggressive.
Look, I wasn't going towards the block option.
Yeah.
Because I asked my friend, I was like, what would you rather have me do?
Yeah.
She goes, the non-crazy thing is to continue following him and just like mute his stuff.
Yeah. No.
But I was like, no, I'd rather at that point just unfollow.
Yeah, that sounds like...
He doesn't
like,
deserve another follower, okay?
Yeah, I was just going to say, that sounds like the people-pleasing version of myself where I literally do that because I feel so bad if I, like, unfollow people. But, like, I don't need to be following you after I met you on a boat day one day and then I'm never going to see you ever again. But then for the rest of my 50, 60 years of social media, I have to see what you're doing? Like...
That sounds like a very personal situation and very specific.
It's me all the time.
Yeah, no.
I think it's good that you've unfollowed him.
Okay, thank you. That's because what I was thinking.
You don't need to be looking at that.
I was like, okay, if a guy I was dating ended things with me and just unfollowed me, I don't think I would care.
Yeah, I think I would care for a millisecond, then be like, cool, whatever.
Yeah,
like, out of sight, out of mind, baby.
Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, we're done. And if he was the one who prompted like the doneness and unfollowed me, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to see my stuff.
Don't you hate this modern world sometimes of like the digital world where why am I bothering about who I follow and who I don't follow? Like, it just is exhausting.
Yeah. No, I feel like whoever invented texting and social media, like, I feel like we should be dating in 1992.
Yes. I would love to go back to AIM. Days.
Yeah.
AIM days. Oh, like, my gosh.
Someone leave me a voicemail. Someone make a phone call. Someone write me a letter.
Someone write me a letter. The other day, I was writing my mom for her birthday, a birthday card.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I haven't written something in like probably 3 months. Like, what? It's crazy.
Like, you know when your handwriting's kind of off because you've literally haven't ever, it's been a while since you've picked up a pen.
Yes. Same. Also, I'm really scared for Gen Z because will they ever learn?
And Gen Alpha.
Yeah. And Gen Alpha, it's just too far away from me. No, I worry about Gen Z all the time, though, because are they ever gonna know how to sign like their name, like signature? Because it's all digital now. And I heard that they're getting rid of cursive handwriting in school systems. So I'm like, we're screwed. Like, we're never getting letters again.
I think they should get rid of cursive. People like,
I love cursive.
Something about cursive, people have their own little twist.
I know,
on,
and
like,
I love
their
it.
Cursive. Writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when I get a doctor's note and it's in cursive, I'm like, how many antibiotics do I need to take a day?
Can we just talk about
like after a surgery?
Why does every doctor have the absolute most worst handwriting known to mankind? No. Because that is facts.
They're tired.
They're just, I'm like, no, literally. What does this say?
100%. I agree.
It's so bad.
I don't think that Gen Z will lose their ability for it, like, to make signatures, because think about when you get a check at the restaurant, like, you sign your signature.
Have you ever seen me sign the signature at the restaurant? Have because I literally go dash.
No, I do too.
I literally don't even
it's literally
sign.
An N.
Yes,
anyone can, like, pretend to be myself.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like, who's validating these signatures, because none of it matches me, you know. They're just like, bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, I don't think anyone's looking at those signatures.
No, 100%. They're just looking at the tip.
This is why there's so much fraud. Did you watch last night's Love Island finale?
You know, surprisingly, I saw clips. I was following along.
Surprisingly, I saw clips.
Yeah, no, I was literally following along because it was, like, all over social media. Yeah,
it was a very subpar season. And I think this is the first time ever. And
you think it was a subpar season? Because I heard it was really, really popular. Like, doesn't Huda have, like, the most followers of any Islander on a U.S. season?
Before leaving the island. So she got the most followers while she was still on the island. Okay, this season was interesting, but it wasn't nowhere near my favorite. No, absolutely not, because there's no real connections. Everyone who did have a real connection got kicked off the island. So it was like, cool, is this Friendship Island? Because that's really what it felt like.
Is this Friendship Island?
100% Friendship Island. But it was so funny that Huda broke up with Chris during the final. And the funniest part, you're going to get a kick out of this. So they are at a candlelit dinner and they're sitting in the middle of water. So it's like water surrounding them completely. And after they break up, they're getting ready to leave. And Huda comes up to Chris and is like, so are you going to make me walk in the water? Or are you going to carry me out? First of all, I love her because pop off, girl. Like,
yeah, no, that's
carry me.
That's the confidence I want.
Exactly.
Like breaking up with someone and being like,
so carry me.
Yeah, like, you know? Carry me. To safety.
And he literally was like, nah, I'm not gonna carry you. And then she does this dramatic ass thing where she, like, starts taking her heels off, goes back to the table, pours herself a glass of champagne, and is, like, walking through the water. And this is probably the reason why Huda has so many followers, because she's just out there, man. Like, she is, like, unlike anybody else I've seen on my screen. She's actually so funny because, I don't know, half the things she does is so toxic, but I feel like men love it. And
she makes really good TV.
She makes such good TV.
Yeah.
And without her, I think this season would have sucked so bad.
If you went on a show just for clout and followers and to become an influencer afterward, would you choose Huda's edit where, like, people love her, but also she gets a lot of backlash? Mm. Or would you get an edit like Amaya?
Honestly, okay. I do have to say about Love Island, Huda got saved by the producers. The producers talked to Huda and said, if you don't stop your toxic behavior, we're going to kick you off the show. And immediately after that conversation, she did a quick 180 and, like, was acting all nice and, like, calm, collected. But she is not like that at all. So that's what's annoying about this season, is Huda does have so many toxic traits. Yeah. And it still peeks through. And even in the finale, it peeked through. Like, one of the instances, they're literally sleeping in bed and Chris is like, I want to go to sleep. And she's tapping him like a child, being like, hey, I want to cuddle. I want to cuddle. And she's, like, counting down 3, 2, 1. If you don't turn around, like, you're going to see, like, a different side of me tomorrow. Like, she's fucking toxic.
Because he wouldn't cuddle her.
Exactly. And he's like, I just want to sleep, bro. And that's ultimately why they broke up. And that's what's crazy to me, is she does display so many toxic behaviors, but she got a good edit because producers saw that people love her.
Yeah.
And that's what's really annoying to me.
No, producers do that. They do that on Love is Blind too. Mm-hmm. If they have, like, an idea that someone is going to make really good TV, but they don't want them to be, like, a villain or anything, yeah, like, they will either edit things, but, mm-hmm, like, also kind of put things in people's ears.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a good example is, like, with Shane, they bought him, like, the flowers to give for my mom. But when I was meeting Shane's mom, mm-hmm, they made me do everything on my own.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's like they were trying to, like, help him
set
out.
Set him up,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
look good.
When they thought we were getting married, like, they were trying to kind of, like, yeah, like, set him up,
yeah,
pretty much.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's crazy is, like, the producers on Love Island this season were really online. They were, like, kind of feeding into what people were saying. So it's, like, a very interesting show.
Oh, my gosh.
36 episodes, 36 plus episodes of this. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But what I do love is this is the first time I ever watched it live with everybody. And that was so much fun. like just being in that same headspace and like right after you watch it, go and like conversate about it.
Yeah.
It brought me closer to some of my family members and my friends. And now that it's over, I'm going to feel like an empty void.
Well, Perfect Match season 3 is coming out, but too bad that was filmed like literally more than a year ago. So
that's actually kind of insane to me. Yeah. A year ago, like everything is so stale at that point.
I know. That's why I feel like Netflix shows can never be like Love Island, mm-hmm. even like Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like Love Island has just set this tone of like current live TV, mm-hmm. and also they cast such interesting people. But I love the couple who won this current season of Love Island, mm-hmm. Amaya and Brian. Mm-hmm. Like they just seem like the real deal.
What's funny is coming back into reality in the last few days, I hope Brian knows that we didn't choose him because of his connection. We chose Amaya, and whoever the hell Amaya's with, we don't care. We choose Amaya. Yeah,
no, she's amazing. You know what? That's a confidence I needed in my 20s.
Dude, really.
Especially when you're like trying to find a partner or dating. It's like, those are the types of things I wanted to say. Kind of that like DeLulu world. Like, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
And that's what I love about her. And I think that's why she's such a clear winner, is that from the beginning, she had a complicated time in the villa, and every man was basically telling her, you're too much. Like, you're calling me babe so fast. You're doing all these things. And she stuck it out and was like, no, I'm not too much. I'm not going to dim my light, is how she would say
it. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and that's like the message she sent this season. And I absolutely love her.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think I'm definitely going to watch next season.
Yes.
I will say, I feel like Love Island, you could tell like the reality TV show landscape is changing. The Bachelor / Bachelorette franchise used to be so popular just like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. And now I feel like I don't hear anything about it. Mm-hmm. No one really cares about that franchise. It's kind of like lost a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
Love is Blind came around and it used to be really, really big. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, it feels like it's kind of lost its shine where no one really talks about it as much. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people who just have not watched since like season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But then you've got Love Island, where it has like everything that these shows needed to have, like it being live. Love is Blind attempted, you know, that live reunion for season 4, and look how that turned out. But it's got that like live component, people being able to get involved and vote, and knowing that editing plays like a little part, right? Because they're like trying to pump out these episodes so fast.
Yo, absolutely. And I think that's the thing, like Bachelor and Love is Blind, they keep the structure of the show the same. So it feels so repetitive and just like done, like overdone.
Yeah.
Whereas Love Island, the producers will throw random shit at you at any time. Like there is no consistency. Once, like season prior to season before and after are all going to be so different. And they have the ability to do that because they're like, they expect the unexpected, basically, even though that's the Bachelor thing.
And you can't do that with Love is Blind, like change the format of the pods, because the whole point of the experiment is like, can you fall in love sight unseen?
Exactly.
So I was like, you can't like change it up so hard.
Exactly. Where with Love Island, no matter what day it is, you could like Ariana could come in and be like, here's your new bombshells. Yeah. And today's an elimination round randomly. And they're like, what the hell? Like, where did this come from? And that's what's really fun about it. It's like, I know, shake things up a little.
We'll have to see the next season of Love is Blind if they do any little surprises, or the production team has like learned that they need to like shake things up. But
fingers crossed, because I would so be first in line to watch that.
Exactly. Anyways, Pod Besties, let us know what you thought of the Love Island finale. And also, what's your dating life like? Are you dating multiple people? How did you meet your husband and know he was the one? We want to know it all.
And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.